Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's give Jesus another clap offering. Amen. It's another beautiful day, the first day of April.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus another clap offering. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's wonderful. We continue with our teaching on the gifts of the Spirit. We have treated diversities of tongues and interpretation of tongues. The last of them we will pick today, and that is prophecy. The gift of prophecy. Now, can somebody tell me what God said in Joel 2:28? Too bad. Somebody open it and read. Are there no Baptists here? You don't draw your sword. And it shall come to pass, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. That sounds general, Abby. What will you call that? Is it a sign or a gift? The general speaking in tongues, is that a sign or a gift? Everybody, you have failed this exam. Why not? Oh, well, if it is not a gift, now you can say it's a sign. I taught you myself. So if you query my saying that you failed it. These signs shall follow them that believe. I told you here. The general speaking in tongues is a sign. This sign shall follow them that believe. I said, he called it a sign because if you believe, he expects that you are speaking in tongues, so it is not for you. The sign that follows you is not for you to read, it is for others to see. I said, if you post a signboard somewhere, if you are the one who posted it there, the signboard is not for you, it is for other people. Because the one who posted it there knows where the sign is pointing to or what it is saying. If I'm going to praise assembly, I don't have to look for the signboard. I can close my eyes, almost close my eyes and go there. It is for those who don't know it, those who don't belong, who are not familiar with it. I told you here, I explained to you. And now I have brought it in another way. What we read in Joel, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Is that a sign or a gift? It is a sign. I told you the other time, when we were looking at the gift of diversities of tongues, I said, although everybody speaks with tongues, but diversities is the gift. So it comes under the gifts of the Spirit. And it is different from the sign where everybody speaks in tongues. Diversities is a deeper manifestation of speaking in tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Everybody. I told you, somebody raised the question, said, in denominational churches, some miracles do happen. Who did? Somebody raised you are the one.
Yes.
And I said, yes, because it is a sign. Any Christian can minister to somebody someday and the person gets healed. Because it is a sign. All of us can do it. The only reason that we don't see it is that most of us don't even try it. That is all. We don't try it. When somebody is sick, you don't lay your hands and pray. You carry him to somebody else. Okay. That is why you don't see it. But it is not the same as the gifts of healing. Because then, it is not everybody who organizes a crusade at the stadium and prays and people get healed. Brr. See, that is the gift. Are you following me now?
Yes.
The gift is the deeper manifestation of the sign. The gift manifests much deeper than the sign. You can see the sign in every believer, but when it is the gift, God anoints some people to have the gift. Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when he says your sons and daughters shall prophesy, that's a sign. Everybody can prophesy. That is a sign. It is different from the gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gift is deeper. Where was I speaking a few days ago? And I told them, you're in the church on during our healing service. I said, when you have a gift, you know that you have it. If I give you this, and I say, sir, I give you. When you have received it, will you not know that you have it? You have to know that you have it. When God gives you a gift, you know that you have the gift. If somebody asks you, how much did you pay for it? What will you say? It is not, I don't know. It was a gift. If somebody says, how much did you pay for it? You say, it was a gift. Okay. Praise the Lord. You know it. You know it's a gift. You know you have it. The whole world can deny it, but if you have it, you know that you have it. Praise the Lord. So, in the gifts that God gave to me, I know that it goes beyond the sign in prophecy. You have listened to prophecies about Nigeria, and a lot of people have been blessed through those prophecies. And I have had prophecies about America, things about Japan, during the Gulf War, things about the Gulf War, the breaking up of the Soviet Union. Are you following me? Be it there in my diary. And now the Soviet Union has broken up. Do you follow me now? And if you look at my notes in my diary, the lonely bear, the lonely polar bear. At that time, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I saw the revelation. I wrote it down. Then when it happened, the lonely polar bear. Who does not know that Russia is the bear? That is the logo of Russia. Russia is the polar bear. When you hear people talking diplomatically or in what policy and say the bear, that is Russia. Do you follow me now?
Yes.
And now Russia is alone. The Soviet Union is broken up. Everybody is gone and Russia is Russia. And in my diary, it was the lonely polar bear. And at about the same time, revelations, and I noted, a time will come when Nigeria will relate very much with the East. Nigeria, or probably Africa, will relate very much with the East. Now, China is all over. At that time, there was no China. Do you follow me? China was just a country. China had no influence on our economy. But now, look at China. Okay. So where everybody can prophesy sometimes, or in the fellowship, the general prophecy. Do you follow me? That is what he refers to. Somebody can say, well, thus says the Lord. Bam, 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 bam. But there are deeper manifestations of the prophetic gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will be looking at the gift of prophecy. I thought we would treat this one 5 seconds, but it has taken us so much time because you all flunked. Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's go on now. We're not going to read the text today. It's the same text. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. Okay, we have read it every day. I want to save some time because we're traveling today. We're traveling out to the mission field. You keep praying for us. We'll be back on Saturday. Okay, we're taking the youth out to the mission field. They have gone once before, they're going again. It's a good experience for them. We're going with about 40 of them. Praise the Lord. So, the gift of prophecy. So what is a prophecy? What is a prophecy? Anybody? Don't be afraid. Because I said everybody flunked the other time. Nobody wants to talk now. What is a prophecy? Yes, ma'am.
I think it is the telling of the events to happen in the future.
were beautiful. That's a prophecy. It's one way to define it, and it's correct, very correct. Hallelujah. That's prophecy, especially when you're talking about the gift. But prophecy also covers exhortation. Are you following me? Somebody has the gift to teach and exhort. Doctrine is in prophecy. Exhortation is in prophecy. Hallelujah. But the common use, the most popular use, is the foretelling of events to come. The revealing of the mind of God by a man to the people. Are you following me? Okay. So there can be a false prophet, as there can be a true prophet. And we all know that. Some people have duped us before today. Isn't it true? Yes. There are lots and lots of them. The interesting thing is that they come in white clothing. White long clothing. Heavy beard. Some of them don't comb their hair. They want to look so different. Yes, sir.
They know that we are catching them. So nowadays they wear a lot of fine
clothes. Now they wear all sorts of things.
Fine clothes.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. Now, a lot of people will get their gift along their experience, the path of experience as Christians. But sometimes, the gift of prophecy comes at the time of baptism in the Holy Spirit. I think I shared with you at Ofa when my wife and I went there to minister at the Baptist church. And I said that one young lady, the Holy Spirit came upon her so heavily and she started to prophesy. Some people, that is when they begin to prophesy. And this is prophecy unto exhortation. Are you following me now? Okay, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. She wasn't talking about the future of Nigeria, the future of America, and so on and so forth. It was prophecy to the people who were there. Things they can hear to encourage them, to prop them up. Okay, praise the Lord. In the book of Acts chapter 19, the Apostle Paul saw these brethren. There were about 12 of them. And he said to them, have you received the gift of the Holy Spirit since you believed? Of the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we didn't even know there is something called Holy Ghost. And there are many Christians who don't even know that there is something called Holy Ghost. And there are many who believe that the Holy Ghost, oh, that was 2,000 years ago. He's not supposed to be doing anything now. Abi? In some denominations. That was for the apostles of old. They say that. The Jehovah's Witnesses? My goodness. They do. I see. I know one minister who calls them Jehovah's Miss Witnesses. Whatever it is. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, the apostle Paul saw these brethren, and they said they didn't know anything called Holy Ghost. That what kind of baptism did you receive then? I mean, curious. You don't know about the Holy Spirit? What kind of baptism have you received? I said, we received the baptism of John. No wonder. See, the baptism of John was unto repentance, preparing people for somebody who was to come after him. He explains to them. That person has now come, Jesus Christ. So the Bible said, he took them, baptized them, and when they came out of the water, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Hallelujah. So it can happen that day. It's not by force. If it doesn't happen that day, if you desire the gift, it will happen another day. Hallelujah. So, how do you know a false prophet? How do you know a false prophet? Deuteronomy 13. Let's look at what God said about that. Deuteronomy 13, verses 1 to 5. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass. Are you following me now? Okay. and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul. Hallelujah. Let me stop there to save some time. Okay, let me read 5. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. So shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. He says, because the Lord your God proves you. In other words, he can allow a false prophet to come to you and to give you a false prophecy in a direction that turns you away from God. God wants to see if you will accept it. That is how to prove someone. Are you with me? So be careful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be careful. Tell the one who's sitting by you, be careful. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy 18, beginning from verse 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord had not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. If he gives you a prophecy, God said such and such and such, if it doesn't come to pass, God didn't. Praise the Lord. Now, let us go to Jeremiah 18, verses 7 to 10. Jeremiah 18, 7 to 10. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now, see, God has not kept himself tight bound. He gives himself the prerogative to change his mind. Are you following me now? That I brought this up because of what I said before. If it doesn't come to pass, then the prophet is a false prophet. But now, he said, if I spoke to destroy a nation, and they change, I can change my mind too. So the prophet who said God will destroy you, if you change, he can say, well, God has forgiven you. Are you following me?
Yeah.
See, he is not a false prophet.
Like that of Hezekiah.
So I have Hezekiah next. So since you have brought it up, tell us what happened with Hezekiah. So stand up and tell us now, what happened with Hezekiah?
You know, he was told that he's going to die.
Who told him?
That's right. He was told to.
You see, here I test people. So you know Hezekiah, but you didn't know the prophet. Isaiah.
Isaiah was asked to go and tell his that he's going to die.
That he's going to die.
He should prepare his house.
Yes.
But he turned to the world.
He turned.
And cried to God.
Yes.
Then, and before Isaiah came out, the Lord God told him to tell him.
Go back.
Yes.
Go and tell him something different.
Yes.
Isaiah was not a false prophet. He was carrying out instructions. God has every right
to change
his mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. The prophet Jonah. Okay? Tell us what happened.
Prophet Jonah was sent to Nineveh.
Yes.
He first of all received.
Yes. Yes.
But he was swallowed by fish and the spectral.
Yes.
And he still went and gave the message.
Yes.
Then he has already left them and went under a tree.
Yes. Yes. But that was Jonah doing his own thing. That was not God changing his mind.
But God changed his mind at the
end. How?
He didn't destroy
Nineveh. Yeah, but that was the message that he sent. So it is still in line with the original word. Go and preach to them so that I don't destroy them.
And the people of Nineveh repented.
They repented. And he didn't destroy them. Okay, you are okay. Now I get what you're saying. In line with what we read in Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Okay. He wanted to destroy that nation, but because they changed, he did not destroy them anymore. That's correct. Beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ezekiel 12:28. Ezekiel 12:28. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. And I read the next one, Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The word of the Lord will come to pass at the appointed time. People are in a hurry, especially those who are evil. They say, that was 10 years ago now. Nothing has happened. Let us eat and drink and be merry. Hallelujah. We had 3 girls, and the Lord said that we would have 1 boy. And my wife will not be at rest. God said we will have a... I said, yeah, did he give you a date? You see, there is a word that carries no date. Do you follow me now?
Yes.
She will say, yeah, God said we will have a... I said, yeah, he said so. But did God give you any date? Her anxiety was... But the reason that from the last girl to that boy, we had 6 years. Do you follow me now? And as far as I'm concerned, if God said, God said. From the time that God told Abraham, you will have a son by your wife, Sarah, it was 25 years before he came. 25 years. He was 75 when God gave the word. He was 100 when Isaac came. But it will come to pass at the right time. 1 year before the coming of Isaac, came the Lord and 2 angels to visit them. And that was the time that God said, by this time next year, at the right time of life, not the wrong time, the right time, it will happen. The right time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These days when young ladies get married, 3 months, they're not pregnant. 4 months, they're not pregnant. They begin to vibrate. 6 months. They come, I've been married for 6 months. I'm not pregnant yet. My mother-in-law is looking at me. Let her come and get you pregnant now. Your mother-in-law is looking at you. So what? 6 months, big deal. A lot of these girls who sleep around, some of them do it for 2 years. They don't get pregnant. They don't even use anything. Praise the Lord. No big deal. You cannot be barren, says the word of God. At the right time, you will have your child. If you have the right spiritual checkup, don't neglect anything. Do the right checkup, medical, spiritual. If everything is okay, trust the Lord. Anxiety, I tell the women, anxiety. When you miss your period, maybe I'm pregnant. 1 day, 2 days. It is this vibration that will bring down the...
Yes.
Praise Praise the Lord. Hey, relax. Trust the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good. Now, Matthew 24:35, Jesus talking, and he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot of my word will pass away unfulfilled. This is what I have said will definitely happen. In other words, there are prophecies that may change. You follow me? Prophecies that you can prevail on God, like Hezekiah, eh? And God changed it. But there are prophecies that nothing can change. God has the power to do it, but he will not do it. He says it and it is sealed. Period. You won't change it. I tell people, no amount of fasting, no amount of prayer, no amount of going to pray on the mountain will change the coming of the Antichrist. He will come. Nothing will remove the period of tribulation. It will come. Are you following me?
Yes.
It will come. It is better to prepare for it than to pray that it does not come. And we learn a lesson from the Bible. When the Pharaoh had his dream, and Joseph went to interpret, Joseph did not say, Pharaoh, this looks bad. Pray, offer sacrifices. He did not. He only taught him how to prepare to survive it. Are you following me? The only thing that he did was, look, this thing will happen. It is better to prepare to survive it. That is the wisdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thank God for Jesus Christ, because we can pray and prepare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And of course, something you will understand in prophecies or in the dreaming of dreams when you interpret. Joseph said to the Pharaoh, because you had this dream two times in two different patterns. You remember the dream, I don't want to go back to it. In two different patterns that translated to the same meaning. He said it means that God has already concluded it. Nothing will change it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, don't say you want to, God has determined it, concluded it. Go and pray, go and prepare to survive it. Some years ago, GRA chapter was still at Quora Hotel. We had not started to split. I finished teaching. Then a lady came to me and said that a close relative was sick. She had cancer. Cancer of the pancreas. Her husband had died some time before that. I should please come and pray with her. So myself and Professor Denny, we went. When the lady came out, she could hardly step into the living room. She was so lean. The first thing was that you begin to pity her. It's okay. It's in the human nature. But don't stop with pitying somebody. Do what the Bible referred to in the Bible with Jesus as compassion. Are you following me? Pity is inside what you call passion. Do you follow me now? Compassion is complete passion. It means you did not just say, oh, sorry. You did something. Praise the Lord. You didn't just shake your head and pity him and walk away. You did something. That makes it complete. That is compassion. So when you read the Gospels and say, Jesus had compassion, you will see what will follow is that, and Jesus then did something. So the lady came out, and for a few minutes we just looked at her. Then we got up and we ministered to her. And the hand of the Lord came upon her. The lady who took us there, as soon as this lady walked out, the lady quickly carried a chair and gave to her, and she sat down. And then we ministered to her. She got slain in the spirit. We praised the Lord around her. Then she opened her eyes. Then she got up. While we were praying, a family came in with their son. They joined us. As soon as she got up, The lady who took us there quickly took the same chair and brought it to her, and she did like this. She dismissed the chair by waving her two hands. And then she did like this. I am strong. As if she had any muscles to flex, but she did it to show that she was strong. And she didn't stop there. To prove it, she now walked to the boy that came with them. And she grabbed him by the two armpits and she lifted him clean off the ground. Give Jesus a big clap offering. Hallelujah. The Lord is so beautiful. And so we just praised the Lord, we blessed the Lord, and we left. I got home and I slept. And I saw the lady in a vision. She laid on a hospital bed and they covered her completely with white cloth. And I opened my eyes and I said, Lord, no. It's impossible. You just healed her. She cannot die. And I prayed and I prayed and I fell asleep. And I saw her again on the bed. Her legs folded. You know, sometimes you lay down and you fold your knees in. Okay. Folded at the knees in, and they covered her. And I opened my eyes. And I said, she will die. Two times, two different patterns that mean the same thing. Means it is concluded. We continued to visit her. Look, God is beautiful. See, some people have to go, but God will, he will prove himself until the last minute. We visited her one day, and her mother said that she didn't sleep. And the lady said, my abdomen is hard, fibrosis. The abdomen, you couldn't press it, it was like stone. So we took her, we prayed with her. Instantly, the abdomen got soft instantly. She vomited, my goodness. She was so happy, so grateful to God. She said, see what God has done for me. Look at me. She kept pressing it. You follow my point? When I told my prayer partners that this is what the Lord showed to me, they didn't believe. I have a cousin, a woman showed. He said, Kolekuma, you know that kind of, that's a... Well, I understood the vision. At that time, she was processing an approval for her to go abroad for treatment. But now she said it herself, Aramitia, in fact, somebody told me, not knowing that we went to minister to her, just talking, the person told me that, oh, they said she is well, or that people have seen her in the market, going to the market. Yeah. And I said, yeah. I said, we ministered to her. And so the approval came, and she was to go abroad. And she told me, she said, thank God I am well. I will just go there and rest. But I understood the second vision. Her legs folded in like an airplane. So she will go abroad and she will die there. And she went and she died there. That was it. But listen, God glorified himself in her life. When there is so much gratitude in your heart, as you go, beautiful. Beautiful. That is what God does with some people. Hallelujah. Like my cousin who just passed away. I told you. I shared with you about him. But thank God he finally gave his life to Christ. And then God took him away. It's good to see him in heaven. Hallelujah. The Lord is beautiful. So there are prophets and there are prophets. I love reading the books of the prophets. I love reading the books of the prophet Daniel. All of the prophets. Because the more you study... The more you study a subject, the more the subject resides in you. Are you following me? Yes. The point is that a lot of times we're lazy with the Bible. Are you following me? Yes. We are lazy with the Bible. But the more you study, study to show yourself approved. The Word of God says it. Study to show yourself approved of God. Like a workman who needs not be ashamed because he rightly divides the word of truth. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Desire to prophesy. It's good. Are you following me? It's good. It's a very powerful tool in our ministry. I'll stop here. We will be traveling very soon. Let's take a few questions. God bless you. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Any questions, comments? Yes, Wigger.
The same place that we read from where we started.
Yes.
Isaiah has the line of that.
Good.
For I cannot remember the precise chapter and verse.
Yeah, that's fine. Just tell us
the. It says that the Spirit of the Lord will be that he will flood and fill the whole world with his Spirit.
Yes.
And a lion will eat grass. Like
yes,
that.
Yes.
And serpent. That
yes.
His Spirit will suppress and overwhelm anything to be nothing else but God.
Yes.
Can that overtake other prophecies in the Bible as of the time of the end?
Of course. That prophecy refers to the millennium. What we call the millennium, or the millennial reign of Christ. If you remember the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, that curious image which represented all of the governments of the world, and how a stone that was cut without hands struck the feet of the image, and the image crumbled into powder, and the wind blew the powder away, and that stone grew and filled the whole earth. That is a prophecy into the millennial reign of Christ on earth. The devil at that time will be bound and kept in the bottomless pit. He will not be available to deceive people. That will be after the tribulation. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
That will be after the tribulation. The devil will be bound, thrown in the bottomless pit, and sealed. Okay?
Yes,
for 1,000 years, he will not be released. So the only name that you will know is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Okay, that is what that refers to. That period, there will be so much peace. That is what he's talking about. Okay? So much peace that a lion and a lamb will stay together. He's saying it, call it symbolically if you want. Okay? To describe the type of peace that will be on earth. No enmity like we have now. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Any other question? Beautiful. Somebody? Oh, yes, ma'am.
My question has to do with the place where the people, where Paul was asking people, those that have believed,
yes,
whether they have got the Holy Spirit or not, and they said they knew nothing about the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
How can it happen? Because I think that immediately somebody gives his or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
the Holy Spirit will take
yes
place. They have already believed, and yet they say they don't know anything about Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I can't understand why it's
okay
like that.
Okay. Are you Baptist or Equa?
I'm Equa.
I could guess. Praise the Lord. Do you wonder why I asked you that question? You understand why I asked you that question?
No.
You do not understand. Why? That what you said was either Baptistic or Equike. And it is changing, but it is still there in some places. It is still there, but it is changing. Praise the Lord. You see, many of the denominational ministers who don't go along with the ministry of the Holy Spirit will say, the day that you accepted Christ, was the Holy Spirit not there? I know he was there. How can you accept him if he was not there? Nobody will call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Do you follow me?
Yes,
he was there. They will say, so when you were baptized in water, wasn't the Holy Spirit there? Thank God he was there. But is that the same as the infilling of the Holy Spirit? No. And how come many of them, although they accepted Christ and have been baptized in water, do not know even today the ministry of the Holy Spirit? That was your question. So you know that it is real. It is there. If you are not taught, you don't know. So Paul taught them right there. Look, you have to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then The Bible said he laid hands on them and then they received. If they didn't do that, if they say he is not there, who would teach you about him? Are you following me now? The minister who says there's nothing like that today, what can he teach you about him? Himself doesn't know. Are you with me? I think I shared with us a Baptist pastor years ago, eventually turned an evangelist, who wrote a book on the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And the leader of my church gave me to read, and we discussed it. And I told him, sorry, this is a Baptist doctrine. And Papa was not around. I told you it was Papa Jolori who spoke at the launching of the book. Abi, you remember? Okay. When the man finally got baptized in the Holy Spirit, he used his mouth to tell a youth group that he had written a book on the Holy Spirit. And when he wrote the book, he didn't know what he was writing. Thank God for ministers who can be humble enough to confess that. He said he didn't know what he was writing. Now he knows. So a minister may not know. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah. My question is this. You see, the first generation.
Yes.
Noah.
No, he's talking about Noah. Okay.
Noah. Now, the whole nation was destroyed by them.
Yes.
The many only seven. Does it mean those destroyed
the eight? Remaining eight people. Eight. Yeah.
Does it mean that those destroyed will never see the kingdom of God?
Okay. He says those who were destroyed in the deluge. Does it mean that they will never see the kingdom of God? I wouldn't know if Adam himself has entered now.
Adam himself.
Adam, the man of sin. I wouldn't know if he has entered. Do you know why?
I don't know.
Okay. The word of God said that the gospel was preached to the dead. Those who had died before Jesus came, he preached the gospel to them in the realm where they were. So I don't know who has now gone to heaven.
I'm not there.
I'm not there. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do you know that when Christianity first started, some people who had believed would go to the apostles and stand in and say, baptize me for my brother who has died.
Okay.
Do you follow me now?
Yes.
I'm standing in for my brother who died last year. Baptize me for him. They did it. The apostles permitted it. Whether that was sound, I don't know, but they permitted it. Okay. So don't think that Nebuchadnezzar could not have gone to... let me explain to you. You see, the only savior of mankind is Jesus. Don't say God, say Jesus. Yeah. Because the word God had been there for a long time. God now gave us the name Jesus to use to make all the difference. That is why the unbelievers, especially the Muslims, you can mention any name, they don't care. When you say Jesus, they begin to shake. They want to kill you. Praise the Lord. Now, you see, when Jesus had not come, all of those who lived and died, who knew the mind of God, knew that a savior of mankind would eventually come. But they didn't see him until they died. And when they died, they did not go to heaven. They were reserved in what was called Abraham's bosom, where Lazarus went to. Poor Lazarus. The Bible didn't say he went to heaven. It said he went to Abraham's bosom, where the righteous were reserved until the coming of the only savior of mankind. Those who lived before him, those who lived during his time, those who will come after him, have to look to Jesus for their salvation. Those who had died before he came, the only way they could see him was for him to go and reveal himself to them where they were reserved and preach the gospel to them. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So that is the way it is. So who is saved, who is not saved, we leave that to God. Let us preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Another clap offering to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Most righteous Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we have discussed today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, so faithful, ever sure. We appreciate you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, thank you, and thank you for making it possible for us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. We give you praise, our Lord and Savior. Let your blessing be upon your people this day. In all our ways, manifest yourself and make each of us a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.